Branding is a topic that confuses people. Of course, it comes out of the Old West, the term of a brand on the hide of a steer or a horse. And in fact, it used to be to differentiate who owned which livestock. Well, over the years, as items became mass-produced and had to go into markets without their seller, their manufacturer going with them, they needed a brand, something that differentiated them from everything else. And so people started applying symbols to products. As we have moved into the current environment, branding has become a real hot word, and people now confuse a brand with the symbol. A symbol is the face of a brand. A symbol is the kind of almost the key that unlocks the brand image, but the brand is an image. The brand is really a promise in a consumer's mind. When they hear, for instance, FedEx, they think absolutely gets there overnight. That's the brand. The brand isn't that wonderful logo. The logo is the face of the brand. The brand is the promise that lives in the consumer's mind. Does that make sense?
It does. And so so the logo in the Delta case, that little triangle thing, mm-hmm. in the Northwest mm-hmm. case, that little compass thing, is the face of the brand, right?
Yep. Yep.
And a brand is a message. I mean, it's something in the consumer's mind that instantly they relate to. Like, is it always a slogan or is it something else?
A slogan is often the translation of the brand. The slogan is how the owner of the brand summarizes what it is so that it has sort of a key that a consumer can understand. But in fact, the brand is a set of images. When you hear the name of a company or even the name of a person, a set of thoughts come up in your mind, and those set of thoughts or beliefs are that person or that product's brand. Even if you name the name of somebody you know, and if they always run late, then always running late is part of their brand. It's what you believe about them. It doesn't really matter what they believe about them. It doesn't matter what the merged Delta Northwest believes. What matters is what consumers will believe, what will live in consumers' minds about that merged entity. And so really, a brand is a set of beliefs that, or a set of promises that people believe.
Okay, that's interesting. For instance, if I were to say American, or somebody were to say to me, American Airlines, the mm-hmm. current brand I would have is lots of people stranded because it happened last week. You know what I mean? And when they pulled out 1,000 flights a day. And so, to what extent is performance? To what extent does performance make up a brand?
You just hit on the most important part, and that is, really, the way people gain beliefs about a brand is through experience. Experience is way more important than message. What you say doesn't matter as much as what the consumer experiences with the brand. If you say you care and you get a phone call that puts you on, if the brand message is we really care about every customer and the customer calls and gets placed on hold for 3 minutes, there's no truth between what in the consumer's mind between what they were told and what they experienced, and experience reigns. So right now, American has a problem with its brand experience. Now, if its brand image is strong enough, it can overcome that. There was a point when Volvo lost some safety ratings, but its brand was so strong that the market stuck with them as they repaired that image. And this is where a strong brand, you know, comes to the rescue, that people actually have a little bit of tolerance for a problem if they believe enough in the overall promise the brand makes, and they'll tolerate a little bit of mistake. But it matters how fast you come back and repair the mistake.
And when in a merger kind of, and obviously we're talking Northwest and Delta mm-hmm. in terms of practicality, I guess I'm kind of back to the logo thing. It's going to be called Delta. And now up here, of course, we're all Northwest for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I think in the Northwest, it's significantly Northwest too, now mm-hmm. that I think of it. And so when you wipe out the Northwest name and the red tail and all that thing and you paint on a triangle and paint the planes blue, does that now all become whatever message Delta tried to build up over its brand? And do people forget the Northwest thing? Or do people tend to relate more? I mean, do they understand that, okay, it says Delta, but it's really the brand that we learned from Northwest? Does that make sense, that question?
The truth is, there are very, very few truly merged brands. FedEx and Kinko's is trying it right now with the FedEx Kinko's retail outlets. Usually what we call a merger is, in fact, in the consumer's mind, one brand prevails. And already, I looked on Wikipedia today, already under Northwest, they talk about it now being Delta. The Delta name has, according to, and this isn't all a done deal yet, I realize, but at this point, it becomes a Delta brand. And somehow or another, what Delta needs to do, what this merged entity needs to do, is incorporate the love, the strength, the attributes of the Northwest brand. And otherwise, I mean, you hate to lose all the attributes and strength of that. And they won't want to lose it. They'll want somehow or another to merge, to bring in the history and the affection of the Northwest into the Delta brand. But it is the Delta brand, according to what I'm reading.
Now, in Northwest land, when you're not happy, when you weren't happy with Northwest, you would refer to it as Northwest.
Yeah.
And so that's wiped out. I mean, that's not part of the love, right, that Delta is trying to pick up from Northwest.
Not that part. And really, if you really look at which brand had a stronger brand presence, even terms in the Delta brand had heritage, that you can see that logo more than you can see the Northwest heritage. And in terms of wanting to be the largest airline in the world, one name makes, you know, carries, you know, allows, opens itself to that option a little more than the other does. But, you know, I looked on both websites this morning, and the Delta website says, and I'm looking for it here, its ad is more destinations than any other airline. And it also is a world of possibilities. Whereas the Northwest, the only statement I could find is the world's fourth largest airline. So it might be that, you know, there's a nice way to, that in some ways Northwest adds to Delta, adds to the Delta position of more destinations, a world of possibilities. It's an even bigger world of possibilities now.
So it sounds like Delta is better at creating that message than Northwest is, because really who cares whether it's the fourth largest airline in the world, as opposed to having a world of possibilities.
I mean, in terms of what matters to the consumer, you know, what brands live in consumers' minds, and the consumer wants to know what's in it for them. And if, in fact, this merged entity can get across that, you know, we now give you better service and even a greater world of possibilities, then there's a real upside to the merger.
So if it's all about the customer having a quick message or whatever, relating it.
A belief.
Then why say a world of possibilities? Why not just say lots of seats cheap? Or maybe that's Southwest brand that they already have. You know what I mean? How do you craft that branding? How do you decide which avenue to go down in creating that message?
Well, the truth is, great branders will tell you that brands don't happen. They happen after research and determining what really does a consumer want. When a consumer is going around the world and over oceans and into foreign areas, do they want lots of seats cheap? Or do they want the most reliable airline that can get them there at a great price? And that's something that research will help determine. It's one thing at short legs, you know, of business trips or whatever, that you want to get there fast, you want to get there having a little bit of fun, you want to get there cheap. But it may be that consumer research will show that there is a bigger stability they're looking for in the carrier that takes them around the world. I don't know that, but my premonition would be that might be the case.
Sure. This is probably more into the marketing end of it and back into the logo end of it, but in these kind of mergers, how important is it to wipe out all, I don't know how they do this, how they paint planes, whether they change the napkins right away or whatever, but is there a lot at stake here to wipe out that Northwest name as quickly as possible and substitute this other message to consumers?
I would say yes, it is. You know, brands happen from the inside out. The branding has to happen with everybody in the organization buying into the new brand before the brand can gain the support and belief of the public. And if it doesn't happen quickly, if the the consolidated, revitalized brand image doesn't happen inside the company completely, then it can hardly be a consistent projection into the marketplace. So I think that very quickly there's going to have to be something that coalesces the merged, all the people in the merged entity, one new identity very quickly translated into every marketing material so that consumers feel no confusion, because they certainly don't want to feel confusion of all places from an airline. Consumers feel no confusion. They feel consistency. They feel confidence in this new brand that delivers them more than ever.